The Justice Department lays out reasons to search Mar-a-Lago. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The redacted FBI affidavit used to get a search warrant for former President Trump's home shows the DOJ warned disclosure could allow criminal parties an opportunity to flee, destroy evidence, or notify others.
So there was a concern from the government that not only obstruction but destruction of documents was to occur at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's David Spunt, Trump calling the search a witch hunt, and said his attorneys have been cooperating in federal efforts to obtain the documents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank more than 1,000 points today after the head of the Federal Reserve dashed Wall Street hopes that it may soon ease up on high interest rate hikes in its effort to tame inflation.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank will likely need to keep interest rates high enough to slow the economy for some time to stem high inflation. President Biden is predicting strong support for abortion access in the November midterm elections.
The Supreme Court correctly decided Roe v. Wade nearly 50 years ago, President Biden says. And Congress, he adds, could codify that precedent overturned earlier this year.
And the only way it's going to happen is that the American people make it happen in November.
Earlier this week, a federal judge sided with the Justice Department, temporarily blocking part of an Idaho law prohibiting abortion procedures.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A man with a rifle was arrested at the Mall of America today in what mall officials said was an armed robbery attempt just 3 weeks after the Minnesota Mall was locked down after shots were fired near a store. The mall said in a statement that security immediately became aware of the situation and arrested the man without incident. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A Plano, Texas woman is arrested on charges of assault and making terroristic threats after an incident outside a restaurant.
58-year-old Esmeralda Upton is accused of using racial slurs and of physically attacking a group of Indian American women during an argument Wednesday night outside a Plano restaurant.
Go back to India!
Why?
We don't want you here!
One of the women posting cell phone video to social media.
I'm Mexican, and I paid my way here.
Oh my God, she's hitting my friend now.
I am not hitting your friend.
Upton was also heard apologizing. It's not clear what or who started the incident. Upton faces charges of misdemeanor assault and misdemeanor terroristic threats, all being investigated, Plano police say, as a hate crime. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
NASA is preparing for a return to the moon next week.
It's been over 50 years since we first landed on the moon, but this time we're not just leaving flags and footprints. Former NASA astronaut Doug Hurley says,
you know, the plan is now to have a much more sustainable footprint on the moon and then ultimately use it as a stepping stone to Mars.
Florida weather is going to play a big role in whether or not the launch will happen on Monday. Artemis 1 is an uncrewed flight to orbit the moon. The goal of the mission is to test the spacecraft systems before humans take the ride. If all systems are go, the rocket will launch at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. In Cape Canaveral, Florida, Rebecca Castor, Fox News.
Elon Musk, SpaceX, and T-Mobile are teaming up to help provide voice and data services anywhere by having satellites connect with cell phones using T-Mobile's wireless spectrum. The plan looks to use SpaceX Starlink satellites that are now in low Earth orbit and T-Mobile's wireless network to reach people even in remote areas of the U.S. that typically don't receive traditional cell phone signals. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.